Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Dude, this guy on my show that I've been watching, The Valley.
What is The Valley?
Bravo, Have a Life, one of those. That's the only reason I watch it.
It's called The Valley. Is it a spinoff from Southern Charm?
Close. It's part of the family, Umbrella, Bravo. But it's people in L.A. After you do the la-la scene, you move to The Valley.
Oh, after you're in L.A. and your star has kind of faded, you move to The Valley.
Bingo. And so,
who are these people? They're ex-actors?
Dude, they all are actors in L.A., Coach. But the one dude, Jax, he was from Vanderpump Rules. And now he's mainly the main guy. And then there's a dude from Disney that's huge. There was a Miss America that married a guy from Disney. There was anybody else famous? No, that's it. Jax and then Brittany from Vanderpump Rules as well. But two of the couples are getting divorced. One of them announced it after the season finale. Everybody said, why are you not in pictures together? Divorce. I've been doing a deep dive, bro. And I have been in a rabbit hole. It has been awesome.
Okay, tell me more.
I mean, the dude loves to go to Capri. He used to think he was.
What is Capri?
Italy.
Didn't know that.
Amalfi Coast. Everybody wants to go there. And so I just wondered where their marriage went wrong, because what they said in the media is, evolve? Was that the word they said? Sometimes you have to evolve together, and sometimes you just don't. And so they were in love, dude. I'm looking at their pictures. Man, they're next to the water. They got the wine. He's doing a little dance out in the rain. 3 years ago. And then I'm wondering, when did it start to go south? So I'm in the deep dive in his Instagram. Then I go to when they had the kid. Pandemic.
And that's she even tough.
Well, no, it wasn't. She said he was the most involved there was because he's a real estate agent. He was at home the whole time. He's a great father. He's there. They're playing games. I'm seeing the Instagram. 2001 pandemic ends. 2002.
Or 22?
Yeah, that.
Thank you.
They start to fall out of love. And then that's
how you know?
It just looks like it. Not as many pictures together. He does a lot of house pictures. There's no more family pictures. Kid's birthday, he always didn't seem to photograph those, but I'm just like, where was the point when they started to fall out of love? And I think I narrowed it down into the 2022s. Now the show was filmed probably 2023. Truckers, if you don't care, I'm sorry. Drive off the road. I don't care. But then now it's 2024 and we're seeing it, and they just had to admit that they got a divorce or they're separating and she got an apartment.
So really the pandemic allowed them to act like they had a good marriage because he was forced to be home. He couldn't go anywhere. Nowhere was open. He couldn't just be out doing things because the pandemic, you weren't allowed to do that. So he had to be at home. So he was a great father because he's always around. No, he was forced to be around because of the pandemic. When things opened back up, he was like, thank God, I can get away from my wife and kids and have a little bit of freedom. So that is what happened.
And I think she had looked for an apartment. So they had fallen out of love, and I believe this show came around at the perfect time to just kind of hold them together. So the entire time they're filming this show, they were basically on the brink of divorce.
That's a lot of pressure to be on the brink of divorce, cameras in your face, trying to make it work. Cameras go off. They say, enough. Now, are they going to be back for season two, or is there no season two?
Well, we haven't even finished out season one, and I guess it plays out. That's why they had to kind of keep it secret. And then there was another couple that got a divorce. I mean, this reality show just... every relationship in the valley.
Every reality show does that. Every reality... I mean, it seems like every couple that's on a reality show... divorce.
Ray, why do you think I'm getting a divorce? Ray?
No, me and my wife don't have a reality show, and we're not getting divorced. I'm talking Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey. They set the precedent. They were the happiest couple in America.
Newlyweds.
They were the first couple.
Is it chicken or is it of the sea?
Is it chicken or is it tuna?
I'm going to drink another Miller Lite and watch USC football.
100%. But isn't that crazy? Because they were the darling couple that started everything. They were the first couple to do a reality TV show.
Well, why did they not work out? I need your uneducated and probably incorrect opinion.
Okay.
Because I have mine.
Mine is I think she grew up rich, and then she got even more rich, and so she was just kind of spoiled and likes the nicer things, where Nick Lachey wasn't rich, got rich because of 98 degrees. Is that what it is? Is he 98 degrees?
Yeah.
And he still wanted to live and act, and he didn't change. The money didn't change him. He stayed the same he was because he was getting ladders out trying to climb from roof to roof, and that may be set up for the show, but it seemed like, and he wore cutoffs, and he didn't want the rich and lifestyle, but he was rich and famous, but he wanted to live like a normal dude.
To me, it was that she was still touring, her star was ascending, he was declining. 98 degrees was pretty much donezo, and that's why he was getting the ladders out, working around the house, because he didn't really have another gig. The TV show was able to supplement, give him some income. So I feel she was touring, she had just fame at the doorstep every morning she went to work, whereas he just woke up on a leather couch after a USC loss with a couple Miller Lights on the ground. And so they just weren't on level playing fields. They may have loved each other, but it is so hard when at one point you both were stars and one of you is still a star and the other one is no longer considered a star. That's my opinion.
That's great, because I see it. There's couples.
That's why you got to look at relationships now in country music or just in the world. Like a Travis Taylor, they work perfect. But are there going to start to be some issues
with
Travis?
They're perfect? Oh, wait, I guess
in the eyes of the media. Okay. Right now, I would say he's the star, sports star. She's the pop culture music star. But the second he's out of football, you know, and he gets a little bit lazy for a month and doesn't work out, then maybe they're not exactly equal.
But they're equal. He wasn't as big a star until he met Taylor Swift.
I'm not saying star-wise.
Like he was a star in the NFL eyes.
But she's attracted to him that he's on TV and little kids say, I want to be that guy. When he's not on TV anymore and little kids aren't saying
that.
No,
he's going to be in TV forever.
Then they'll last forever.
He's hosting that new show or the reboot or whatever.
The Valley?
Not the Valley, the smarter fifth grader smarts.
Ray, are you smarter than a once grader?
He's going to host some TV show like a game show. I just read it. So his doors are opening. He was in a few commercials, but Taylor Swift has made him, boom, megastar, where TV companies are like, oh my God, please, just we'll put you on the TV because guess what? Taylor Swift fans will watch because you're dating Taylor.
Yeah. I don't want to get down that.
I hate to
That's a rabbit hole. Welcome to the life of a rabbit hole, because that's where I've been the past 4 hours, dude, scanning this guy's Instagram from the Valley.
Not to be rude, but when Kelsey Ballerini and Morgan Evans got married,
she was way more famous.
I immediately thought, like, dude, she is so much more famous than him. How is that going to work?
And I'm not saying that this isn't going to work, because I don't even think they're married or engaged, but now Carly Pearce is dating a guy in her band. She will always.
She is?
Yeah, I believe the guitar player.
That's what Casey Musgraves did.
So Carly Pearce will always be, if you can deal with it. Dude, I could deal with Baser being super famous. I would love having a couple extra beers on a Thursday night, not having to get up early. I don't care about the fame. But if Baser got famous, we would still work out. Your wife, you guys work out because she doesn't care about fame.
No, she is the exact opposite.
There you go. That's why you guys work out. But Carly Pierce, you would think that this dude she's dating, he kind of likes a little bit of fame. But if she keeps getting more and more famous, is he cool with just being in the band? And as long as he is, and there's no jealousy, they'll work out. If they have love and they make each other laugh on a random tour bus Tuesday night, and we got to go to commercial.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Yo,
dude.
Yeah, sorry I had to run to break so quickly.
Yeah. Hey.
Arnold had to take a schlit.
Did you see the news?
We haven't even introed the show, but go ahead.
No, intro the show. This is going to be a deep dive.
Is it breaking?
Oh, it's breaking.
Crime?
I would say crime was committed.
All right. Well, we'll do that in a minute. Ray, that's foreshadowing. Sorry, I'm a little downtrodden. Justin's pissed at me, man.
Why?
He texts me. He goes, I want to get it exactly correct if I'm going to quote him. And I deleted it.
Why? You want me to text him and ask him why you're mad at Ray?
All right. I just had to get to it because it's on my mind.
Go ahead, man.
We were talking about the women's draft. I thought he was talking about a guy, and I said Cameron is a man. But I guess Cameron Brink got drafted, and she's a hot girl. I didn't know who he was talking about.
Don't know who that is.
So this is just tells you we're on different pages. So then I said, and then I said Cameron is a man. I went to bed. I woke up to, yeah, if you like men, she is pervert. Oh, so this is in a marriage, guys. This is when you're on different pages. And so then I told him. I've been chipping at the golf course daily. I said, your goose is cooked. And he goes, this is when it ended. He goes, awesome. When you're done cleaning, because I've been telling him I've been cleaning at the house. He said, let me know. I'll drive out 50 minutes to come golf with you. Not. And then I said, yes, I'm cleaning out my closet today. M&M. And that's where we left it. So.
That's funny. I want to give you an update from Monday's pod. I texted Chest Day about how long it took him to ride a bus from Chicago to New York for Woodstock.
Yes, go.
He said 2 days. He spent the night at one bus station.
Dude.
Because he had to get off the bus and wait for the other bus, so he slept in the bus station.
That answers our question. That's a long one.
And he had a lot of laughing emojis like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot.
So yeah, it would tell you if I went with that girl in college, it would have been definitely a solid day to get there.
Yeah, so Forrest, another member of Down, that's a proof he's down. He just like he had a group of people he was going to go to Woodstock with. They dropped one by one. He said, you know what, I'm not going to let it stop me. He went by himself.
Memory he'll always have because they've never done another Woodstock. Maybe they did one more.
I don't know. And I was with him on that trip, and I was like, I'm not going to Woodstock, dude. You go ahead. I'm out.
Ray, it would have been my first three.
First three. I don't get it.
We're going to do it live, Arnold!
Okay!
Arnold, is it true that you took Monday off because you were hungover? What were you drinking?
Boone's Farm.
I remember that from back in the day.
Oh, Boone's Farm. Yeah. Wow, those big glass bottles.
And then I had a spritzer, an Aperol spritz.
Those are more and more popular. A lot of those kids on Vanderpump Rules are drinking them.
The spritzes?
Yeah, it's a light colored, it's like a champagne-ish soda water. Maybe it's vodka in it.
Don't know much about it.
I want to say it's a type of, champagne. You know Arnold?
No, I just suck it off.
Okay, man. All right, we're going to do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville with Baser. We're married. We do have a house. We have a white picket fence that we're going to be building here in the next couple of years. I will most likely die of a heart attack when I'm 72 years old. Right now, just a farmer rancher working on the crops. We do have a lawnmower coming over because the grass is knee high. We had a mice problem that was in the straw. Dealt with that. Got rid of all the mice. I cleaned the garage the other day. I mean, I'm in my country era, as Taylor would say. Over to you, man.
Jonte Porter. Banned for life from the NBA.
Was he a player or coach?
He was a player for the Toronto Raptors. His brother, you might know him as Michael Porter Jr. of the Denver Nuggets. Jonte Porter, gambling, banned for life from the NBA.
Was he any good?
He averaged like 4 or 5 points a game. He was on a two-way contract with the Raptors and their G League affiliate. And in a couple games, there was some suspicious betting activity on his under-overs.
Oh, he was doing it on his own games.
Yes, he was giving inside information, saying he was sick, told a dude, hey, bet the unders on my under tonight. And so the guy did a parlay, $88,000 on Jonte Porter's under. Jonte Porter is a role player that plays 15 minutes a game, 4 points, something like, he's not anybody.
The bets do exist, though.
Yes. But he went in for 3 minutes, told the coach, hey, man, I got a stomach. My stomach, I can't play. And they took him out under.
Jeez.
Dude would have won $1.1 million.
So he did, though.
No. They flagged it. They said, this is suspicious. Then a couple weeks later, he played like 5 minutes and left with an aggravated eye injury. All his unders hit again.
Why does this sound like we've talked about this story before?
No. They were investigating him. He has not played since then, a few weeks ago, a month ago, whenever this came out. And today, just now, they said he is banned from the NBA for life.
Gotta be. Sus.
Ray,
as the Gen Zers would say.
And when he was in the G League, he was betting on NBA games.
Yeah, so he may have an addiction he's dealing with. We have a guy on our team now, Calvin Ridley. He is a fellow addict.
He may be an addict. He may have a gambling problem, but
he's gambling on the Titans to win. I don't mean that jokingly, man. He bet on this city, and I did too. Ray, lay your roots down.
Yeah, prior to the Raptors' March 20th game, Porter disclosed confidential information about his own health status to an individual who he knew to be an NBA bettor. Another individual who Porter is associated with did an $80,000 parlay.
But the sites don't let you do that.
With an online sports book to win $1.1 million, wagering that Porter would underperform in the March 20th game.
Shocker. Shocker. Shocky. Our sites don't even let us bet that much. I have no idea what online. That's had to be offshore.
No, because I don't think offshore would flag anything. I don't think they have I don't know. There's gaming controls everywhere.
Try to deposit $80,000 right now. Let me know.
Give me $80,000.
Yeah. Let me get it for you.
No.
You,
what
man.
I'm saying is, I can't understand.
You can understand it.
No. I don't.
No, you can understand it. That's a bad crutch word.
I don't understand working for something you've dreamed about your entire life.
But he's not. His dream was to be LeBron. He fell far short of that. He knows his time in the league is limited. He's going to get a $200,000 chunk of that money, probably, which to him is game changing. That's luxury money. That's if you get $200,000, then that's when you get the luxury items. You're getting the nice shoes. You're getting the nice couch, the TV with surround sound that I've turned down multiple times to go watch at the neighbor's house.
Yeah, I think.
Do you have any luxury items?
No.
So then you would do something like this. It would be tempting. I wouldn't say I have luxury items. I don't have a luxury vehicle.
I don't have a luxury vehicle.
Luxury items are shoes, watches.
I have a running watch, Koros. See?
So that's what I'm saying. You and me could be bought. We could be tempted by this where somebody would say, hey, do this on the radio for me and I'll give you $200,000. That would tempt us because we don't have luxury items. That dude doesn't necessarily have the luxury items.
He's still making a couple $100,000.
Right, but for him to get this money is a game changer, no pun intended. You bet on a game.
But, I mean, how much is the guy going to give him?
If he made millions, he'll cut him for $500,000.
Yeah, maybe.
That buys the cars, the vacations. I mean, how many more times can you go to Puerto Rico that's an hour flight? Why don't you go to Capri, motherfucker?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right, it's pronounced Capri.
I just can't understand going grinding in the G League your whole life in the gym, hooping, getting up shots, rehabbing from torn ACL, rehab, all to throw it away because you want to give some dude, your buddy, inside information that you're going to take yourself out of a game.
And that's obvious you're going to get flagged on that. He really should have consulted with people. That's an obvious thing to do.
Right. When you are just an average dude, like you're just a bench player, and someone's going to bet $80,000 on your unders.
I mean, again, it doesn't necessarily correlate or it works to an over-under if you say, hey, what team is he on?
The Raptors.
Who's a player on that team? They don't have Pascal. They don't have Kawhi Leonard. Who the hell?
They don't have DeMar DeRozan.
Dude, who the hell do they have?
They have...
Valachunas?
Nah, who did they get from the Knicks? They traded someone to the... I mean,
they have D. Rose?
Nah, D. Rose is in Memphis. Scotty Barnes.
Okay, so Scotty Barnes. Hey, hit up your boy. You find out an hour before. Scotty Barnes has got stomach issues. He's one of our big players. You should bet against us or bet the under. But necessarily, if a star player sits out, that doesn't guarantee that an over-under is going to hit or not hit.
But that's more feasible,
right?
Having a big bet on a big player. Some random-ass role player gets huge bets two games out of in 2 weeks. That raises red flags. Here's another thing he could have done.
Right, but he could have done what we just said, and he would have got away undetected.
Or
unscathed.
Hey, man, my over-under is 8 points tonight. Bet the under. And he just passes.
But here's the thing. By him betting on himself against himself, he's guaranteeing 100% it happens. Whereas with Scotty Barnes' injury, it's about 80% of
true
to happen. And when you're dealing with 800,000 or whatever he bet, 80,000?
80,000 to win a million.
80,000 two-game parlay pays a million?
Well, he probably did under rebounds,
Holy shit, I got to call Bay.
He probably did under rebounds, under assists, under
points.
Honey,
you got a hot tip for tonight.
But what I'm saying is he should have played his minutes or just committed a couple fouls and so he gets taken out of the game. Not
great point.
Not, hey, I'm injured after 3 minutes and go back to the back. You know, be out there and play. Just play bad. Throw the ball away. Take a bad shot. Airball it. Do something not so obvious where you play 3 freaking minutes and then go out of the game.
And what we're learning with the way the game flows and nobody guards anybody and you just shoot a bunch of three-pointers and sometimes, who's an upset that happened in March Madness? Sometimes
Oakland beats Kentucky.
North Carolina State makes a run. Maybe one guy really can't control things. I mean, back in the day you heard, hey, man, bet the +4.5. I got a brother on the team. He says do it.
He'll miss free throws.
Dude, now we're learning one guy doesn't have that big of an effect on a game, betting-wise.
Yeah.
It's tough in basketball.
I think
maybe you could have more of an effect.
Because you could fumble.
You could fumble. Basketball, if you just, hey, man, I'm going to suck. Man, I mean, dude, basketball is tough to puppet master.
Unless you're Jokic.
Right, but no guy there is ever going to, I mean.
No one at his level is going to do it.
Never going to do it, but I mean, dude, even Jokic working for you, I bet it's still tough to flip a basketball bet because basketball is so three-pointer driven, hot, cold. Jokic could just suck, and then guess what? What if the other team keeps sucking? You guys can't both suck for 10 minutes.
That's a great point.
That's what I'm saying. In baseball, it's a little, the things that are more predictable are able to throw and stuff. Black Sox. That's why they went with baseball, probably, because basketball is tough. He tried to do it in the toughest sport that it is.
But he didn't even try to throw the game. He just tried to do his stats.
Because throwing the game still doesn't work. That's how hard betting is. You could pay a guy to throw the game, and it's still damn hard because it's basketball.
Yeah.
You have no idea. A hot team, cold team, shoot threes, no defense. Basketball makes no sense. Team goes on a 20-0 run. Michigan State at one point was the best team in basketball, and North Carolina won by 40. No sense.
No sense.
None. And that'll rip your ass right out of you, man. And I felt it on March Madness. So the betting aspect of it, the throwing games. Geez.
But he's out for life, dude. I can't even imagine him sitting at home right now. Like, what is he going through?
Well, you said 4 points, so he already knew he was kind of on the outs. This could have been the offseason. Raptors, I don't even know if they're good.
No, they're terrible. They're not in the playoffs.
Much less name a player. So this could have been it. He did it before the end.
But he's not even old.
Oh, he's not. But 4 points isn't something you're going to
hang. But you can be a bench player. You can hang around on the bench for 5, 6, 7 years, make a couple million dollars.
Not with Kentucky, man. They're feeding the NBA every year with players.
Not anymore. They're down in Arkansas. When's the last time you saw Calipari? Hey, can I do a Calipari update? When's the last time you saw him on SportsCenter?
The TV's broken. And
exactly.
TV.
You said every single day you're going to see him on SportsCenter.
Not as much as I thought we were going to see him.
I haven't seen him at all.
I haven't seen the TV red in a minute.
Oh, my God. But I just thought that was a crazy story. I mean,
we got to go to break.
Yeah, we'll take a break. That was a disaster. You're so tired. We'll take a break.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Okay. Society has lost their damn mind, Ray.
Sounds like a prepared segment. Is this grocery stories?
No. This is garage sale stories.
Was that one of them?
No.
All right, I got to add it to
the list. No. It's just a one-time thing, man.
No. I bet there'll be more stuff.
No.
Because I told you about the garage sale on the side of the road, but I would have either gotten hit, tripped, robbed, shanked, or I wouldn't have been able to pay with cash because nobody has cash.
Yeah, Ray, we went to, like, my wife follows some account and it's about garage sales, right? And she finds out what neighborhoods are having their neighborhood garage sale that week.
Dude, I got a couple every month, man. Well, if I see you in one of my neighbor's yards, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Well, it's not your neighbors. What they do is they have they send out flyers saying, hey, we're having let's have our neighborhood garage sale June 7th.
Yeah, that way, John's bringing over his whitey tighties.
No, that way 10 houses in the neighborhood, 15 houses in the neighborhood are all having garage sales, so that brings more people to your neighborhood and you can advertise it as a neighborhood garage sale.
I have this painting worth $5.
So this past Saturday, my wife's like, hey, there's this neighborhood garage sale. Let's go to it. And I'm like, fine, whatever. So we wake up Saturday morning, we get the kids some breakfast, and we get in the car and we drive over to that neighborhood where the garage sale is. You know, and every house has a balloon in front of it, lets you know, hey, garage sale, like this house is having a garage sale. Cool.
Inside the garage or in the yard?
Most of them are in the yard nowadays.
Dumb question, but I've noticed they're all in the yard.
Yeah.
People don't want people in their house.
There was one that said garage sale in the back. So I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be in the backyard. But you go around this, and the garage was in the back of the house. Like, it was like a weird driveway where it wrapped around and you park. So it was in their garage. But anyway, that's not the point.
Nice garage.
So we go to some garage sales. We got the kids. We got the wagon. We're walking up and down the streets. Then there's one with a lot of balloons. And my kids are like, we got to go to that garage sale. And they take off running down the sidewalk. 5-year-old, 4-year-old, 2-year-old.
Kids don't run.
And it's pink and white balloons.
Whoa.
And
kinky.
I'm like, I don't know if that's a garage sale. They go running up into the yard.
No parental guidance over these kids. What are they, free range?
Well, yeah, because it's garage sale. You run up and start looking at the stuff. Only problem is it was a birthday party, Ray.
Is this cake for sale? No, it's my son's. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I'm not saying get the hell out of here. Ray, no. They were setting up this birthday party, and it was a 1-year-old's birthday party, Ray. And I have never in my life seen such a spectacle for a 1-year-old's birthday party.
Hey, be a little louder next time in the hallway.
Ray, they were celebrating this one's 1-year-old birthday party.
Here's a one.
They had
middle finger.
White chairs set up in the front yard. They had a, it was like a club. They had the Walk of Fame. They had Golden Stars.
It's the Hall. Oh, it is the Walk of Fame.
Whatever. It's the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. So they had the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Every kid that was coming.
That kid's already on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
No. They made this up. It's a 1-year-old birthday party, Ray.
I want an Oscar.
So they put a star for each kid that was coming on the sidewalk.
Did they include the homeless guy in Sin City doing acid?
No, they didn't do that. Then, because the 1-year-old is the guest of honor, they had a VIP section, Ray, roped off.
Great idea. I'm noting this for Baser.
Roped off with stanchions. The high chair elevated above the other tables. VIP section, Ray.
That kid's not going to grow up entitled.
No, Ray gets better. And right at the entrance,
the mom had no bra on.
They had a like fake magazine printed out with Farrah's fantastic first birthday, the cover story of the magazine.
Well, what was the first article?
And that was framed. Then, Ray, this is where...
I mean, dad must be a banker or a financier.
Or he has no nuts and he lets his wife walk all over him.
Or he's a titan and it was Tannehill's kid.
It could have been that. But I'm like, this is all for a 1-year-old's birthday that is going to remember... Let me see how much he's going to remember this. Or she. It was a she. Zero. Zero. You are doing this all for you. That 1-year-old does not care. You are wasting everybody's time.
Never miss a birthday, man. Cats don't care, but guess what? Never miss a birthday.
Everybody that was out there setting up the birthday?
Don't miss a birthday because guess what? Pablo's final birthday, we were too hungover and didn't celebrate, and he died 3 months later.
Yeah, that's bad.
Brought the story down. My bad.
Everybody had shirts on with the baby's picture.
See, the guests, or it was just the family?
No,
members.
Just the family that was setting up. But,
dude, was this Meghan Markle's kid?
For the guests that did come, and if you wanted a shirt, Ray, don't worry. They had a merch tent where you could buy shirts.
Dude, what a neighborhood.
I am talking, what the hell is wrong with society?
Ray, it was the Governor's Club.
No, Ray, it was not the Governor's Club.
Why is that neighborhood having a rummage sale? Usually it's people... rummaging through rummage, not high-end silver spoons.
I don't know, but we were walking down the street, and I was like, oh, my God. See, look, Ray, they're gluing down the gold stars on the sidewalk.
Listen, I want to make fun of it. Well planned. Job well done.
No!
Dad, Ray, whatever you're doing money-wise, you are banking. Wife, maybe she's the one making the money. She's a doctor, a heart surgeon, if you will. Saw one of them at a pool party one time. And I believe they make some kizash. I have no idea. Or he throws Bonnaroo. I don't know. Or he's the owner of CMA Fest. or he designed the new Titan Stadium. One of them is his job or her job. Wow.
I am just in shock that people go through this for a one-year-old's birthday party. Social media has ruined the sanctity of birthday parties. The only reason they are doing that is so they can put a picture on Instagram and say, look what I did for my kid's one-year-old birthday party. What the hell are they going to do when the kid turns five?
Hey, listen, I've always heard this quote. I'm going to screw it up. Hooker I used to live with in college, post-college, she told me, never have regret. Something about always, it's a good quote. I need to know it. Just stick with me. It's something like, it's better to do something than live with regret. It's something I really, really want to nail it because it actually changed my life when I heard it.
I don't know what we're going.
It's better to do something than live with than the feeling of regret. The struggles of going through it are always better than the feeling of regret. And never regret, hey, we didn't do something for a birthday party. I stand on that. I stand on business. Hang up and listen.
But, Ray, when you have kids.
I already hung up.
When you have kids.
He's not here. He hung up lunch, you dumbass.
If you have kids and you throw a birthday party like that for your one-year-old.
I don't. I have eggs. 23 of them.
I am not coming. I am not. And here's the thing.
You're not going to know. I bet that was one of those that it sprung on you because there's a merch tent. There's T-shirts. You didn't know how big it was going to be going into it.
It was the Farrah era.
Wow.
All pink and white like Taylor Swift.
Well, I'm in my era too.
My question is, if they are.
I'm in my rummage sale era. What the fuck is this? That's what you should have said at the merch tent. Hi, is this a rummage sale? No, get the hell out of here.
How much are those shirts? $20? What? I thought this was a rummage sale, man. how much for the high chair that's on the VIP? Can I get in there? No, the stanchions. It's roped off. Sorry. Are you going to have a bouncer stand by that chair during the party, or is anybody allowed to go up and talk to the birthday girl?
Dude, you got the wrong friends if you weren't at that birthday party.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought, man, A, her husband has to be okay with this. B, her friends have to be like her. So there's a whole group of them that thought, this is a great idea. Have a merch tent for your one-year-old's birthday party.
Well, what did you do for Easter? In the shortest 5 seconds, if you can tell me what you did.
The Easter Bunny came and hid eggs in the backyard, and the kids ran around and found them.
Perfect. This rich family, I don't know, but I saw them on Instagram.
Here we go.
Dude, they had a bounce house, a massive-ass bounce house, all Easter-themed. There was a bunny that was hired. So you had an Easter rabbit, you said?
Yeah, well, the Easter Bunny came overnight and hid eggs.
Okay. Well, this one was in person. They had an Easter rabbit. There was other Easter-themed people dressed up. And there was a DJ, and the parents were drinking, and it was all in some Infinity Edge pool. Dude, some people just do things differently. I was like, I didn't know the Lord. That's how you're celebrating Easter. I thought it was all about going to church, having a nice meal, and wearing your pastels. Dude, they had some guy doing a live DJ with a disco rabbit. I got the wrong friends, man. That's dope.
But I looked at my wife. I said, I am so glad. I said, if you would have been like that, we'd never be married. And I said, I'm glad we don't have friends like that because I would not want to be part of that.
I ain't got those kind of bills. What do you need, a five, hon?
I can't understand spending that much on your one-year-old's birthday party.
I would imagine it's definitely a $5,000 birthday if you're doing the magazine thing. And then also merch tent, T-shirts.
They had to rent these white chairs. I mean, these are like wedding chairs.
I mean, we know how the T-shirt business is. We make those things for like a buck. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Hey, Ray, SoreLosers.com. No,
Ray, I don't because we haven't made new merch in about 6 years.
Well, and that's a problem.
I mean, I just don't know how to design merch either.
Well, that's not even the point we're at. I guess we have a backlog of merch with Eddie on it. And we have to get through that before they'll take our new ideas.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Mary.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. Because I just sent her an email. And I was like, hey, I'm just curious about that. We had a couple designs. What?
Wait. She told you. Go ahead.
This is real talk, too. So we could maybe cut the mics. But I had actual designs that Ryan had designed for us. I said, hey, What would go into the process of just giving you these designs, getting an MP3 or whatever it's called, non-audio, and you just creating these? How do we do it? She goes, whoa. We got a laundry list of inventory that we have to go through before you guys can do new logos. And she sent me a spreadsheet. And it's stuff we're never going to sell, man. Well, who wants a logo with Eddie on it? Not on the show anymore.
Yeah, but I don't understand how she thinks that. So we can't do any more merch? Then we'll just go elsewhere.
Yeah, Ray, we're going to go to Zazzle.
I mean, what I'm saying is, okay, you don't want to do business, we'll just leave. Like that, and then you're just stuck with it.
I don't know.
She really said that.
Maybe I read it incorrectly.
Maybe if you could forward me that email, because I would like to see it, because...
Ray, send it to my lawyer.
No, I just don't understand how... Oh, man.
I'll send over a cease and desist.
No!
But like I was saying, the birthday party, easily over $5,000. I mean, bro, $5,000, what you could do for that?
You could go to Europe, right?
Right.
Could you go to that place you want to go?
My dream of Capri.
That's it.
You could.
You could go to Capri for $5,000.
Instead, it was in your front yard, something that was just one day that the kid didn't really experience.
That the kid doesn't even know what the hell it is, but you printed up a bunch of shirts and you're selling them. And what are they going to do when the birthday party's over? Are they going to have a half-off sale? Are they going to have a rummage sale next weekend?
Well, and also that, there you go. It all came full circle.
We'll take a break.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Sports. I love rule changes, right?
Sometimes sports.
They get it right, they get it wrong. But I'm going to tell you what they've gotten right lately.
That was a shout out to the old Gorman short. Gorman.
Sports.
I'm just going to say the pitch clock in baseball, they got right.
Right.
The play-in tournament for the NBA, they got it
wrong.
Right. No, I love it.
It's over, isn't it?
The Western Conference, no.
To get into the playoffs.
Yes, I love it.
Okay, well, I mistook that for the in-season tournament.
No, I'm talking about the play-in tournament to make it into the playoffs.
Inner, outer, I don't want her. I don't know what the in is.
It's fantastic. It is so fun to watch. It's highly competitive. Yeah, the Warriors got blown out. They ended up getting blown out. It was a 4-point game at halftime last night when I went to bed. But it is so fun knowing their seasons are on the line watching that crap.
I missed it. I'm more of a futures guy. But I did see the excitement. I could tell on social media it was pretty fun to watch.
But I want them to change one other thing. I saw on Twitter, and I think his name is Kevin O'Connor. I think he works for The Ringer. He said 100% the NBA should let the teams choose their opponents.
Once you get in, so it's not the ranking system.
Right. He was like, the number one seed gets to pick who they want to play. Because the last couple games of the regular season, teams are losing on purpose because they don't want to play. Like, the Sixers don't want to play whoever the 3 seed is. They want to be playing against the Knicks, who are the 2 seed, because the Knicks are injured.
But how dumb would that be if they picked the hardest team?
But that's why it'd be awesome.
It wouldn't be good for TV, because then once that's the big game, and there's no buildup.
No. They are going to obviously try to pick the easiest path for themselves.
What, the one team that picks the hardest, it's going to ruin the entire... National Basketball Association.
Right. Nobody is going to try to play the best team first.
Get it out of the way?
No, because you're going to hope someone else knocks them off before you have to play them down the road.
True.
And just the bulletin board material, the extra motivation of, oh, they picked us. They think we fucking suck. They think we suck. We're going to show their asses. We're going to show their asses.
That would be pretty cool. That's a good idea on his part.
Because he's saying, like, the last few games of the regular seasons are unwatchable because half the teams are eliminated. The other halves are jockeying for position, and they're trying to navigate it where they don't have to play this team, or they want to play this team, so they don't try. They rest everybody. So let the top three teams pick who they want to play. Boom, let's go.
I'm telling you right now, the NBA lined up with NHL, this is a good season. I'm in my playoffs era.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a playoff game every night between the two leagues.
The only problem is that the hockey goes real quick. Like, they play one night, take a night off, play the next night. NBA plays one night, sits for 5 days, plays another one. I mean, the first round games in the NBA take a month.
But careful knocking the hockey. Aren't we partnered with them?
I said, I like the hockey.
Oh.
They play, take a day off, play the next day.
NBA, no, it's nonstop action, man. You can't turn off the TV when you're watching NHL playoffs.
No. That's. But I'm saying the NBA, you watch a game, and then you're like, oh, when do they play next? Oh, 5 days from now? I forget they're even playing.
Yeah, they should tighten those up. Which one are you watching more?
Oh, I'll definitely watch NBA more.
You mean NHL?
No, NBA.
Well, I'll make up for yours. I think I'll watch every
You'll
NHL
watch
game.
Nothing. Because you'll be in bed.
No, I'll be staying up late watching the NHL.
I don't understand what you're doing.
Aren't we partnered with them?
Maybe. I don't know.
Ray, I missed the forward memo.
I don't know. But I'm going to go to our email. We got an email.
Oh, into the email. Hi, this is the Preds. We're partners, you son of a...
Hey, coachers. This is Coach Clark from Memphis, Tennessee. He's from Memphis.
Oh, how could I have missed that one?
And I just want to let y'all know the best episode in Sore Losers history was Anal Andy and Dumbass Dave, or Saying Goodbye to Bok Box. P.S. Slap Ray, I mean Arnold for me. That's Clark Edwards.
Oh, screw you, Clark. Shut up your own people.
I got to be honest, I don't remember those episodes.
The Bok Box was a great one because Kevin came in. Remember
Steve? That's right.
Somebody went and bought it all.
My
wife
did. She went in person and we ate the Bok Box.
And we were eating it all. I don't remember the episode, though. Maybe we had talked about it. The other one, I have no idea.
No idea, but it's interesting to hear what people think are the greatest of all time. Here's another one. Yo, coachers. Lunch. I'm a DC United season ticket holder, and on July 13th, I will be unable to attend the home game DC United game versus Nashville. If you want the tickets, let me know. I have 3 tickets. If you or Sizzon are ever in DC, I'd love to take you to a game or grab a beer. All the best, Huckleberry.
Nope.
Huckleberry, I don't think I'll be at that game.
But yeah, sorry, man. Best job in the world, but we don't pick our vacations.
Well, this one. This is a huge email.
Well, how full was it?
Well, well, well.
Ray, it had the red flag up.
Look who's fresh out of rehab and ready to party. I am 120 days sober and couldn't be more miserable. I have missed you guys and Four Loko. Shout out to Caraway for coming to visit me in rehab and sneaking me a phone in his butt. I was able to keep up with the pod and got to listen to the new god-awful segment, Text from Justin. Sheesh, what a fast-forward kind of segment. Love the March Madness and stories about the grocery store and Lil Ray.
Grocery store stories.
Little Ray Ray's house. Congrats on the new ranch farm. Ray, glad you could join the grown-up club now that you're about 40. How about the Aggies being ranked numero uno in baseball? Whoop! I'm sure we will dick it up to TCU like we did each year, but it's nice for now. We'll be checking in more often now that I'm back in the real world. Bless, bitches. Cat dick out.
Please explain that to me. Was he in rehab or jail?
No, he said he was going to rehab. That's why he couldn't make Coach's Convention 3, because he was checking into rehab. He'd gotten it out of control, and we didn't know if he was serious or not. But now it looks like he was serious.
Was it alcohol or was it crank?
I think it was alcohol.
Got it.
So, Cat Dick, welcome back, dude. And Caraway, thanks for sneaking him the phone.
Alcohol, it's a dangerous one, man. That's why they always say moderation, you know?
I mean, it's fun to have a couple beers on the patio, but when that couple beers turns into a, and I was explained a couple turns into a case, that's when it's a problem, more than a case.
Yeah.
It was explained to me like this. There was a Yachty on my favorite show, Below Deck, and she said, I love having a bottle of wine, watching a movie, or reading a good book, but I could never stop at that one bottle of wine.
Oh.
And that's when it became a problem.
That is a problem.
So she stopped drinking. She's a captain now, Captain Sandy.
She drives the boat?
Yep. One of the only women captains in America, if not the world. She wouldn't have crashed that damn cargo ship, man. Or that thing. That was malfunction of water.
Too soon.
Power.
Too soon.
Another email?
No, that's it, man. We're going home.
Oh.
I just got a text.
Oh, Ray, I have an outbox email. It was Arnold saying, what's my password for Pornhub?
I just got a text. Hey, it's Becky. Just checking to see if I did win that March Madness tournament. I think I did because Justin and Kristen are wrong. No rush on my money. Just waiting to get that money so I can celebrate and rub it in my kids' faces. Hope you and your family are doing great. I keep tabs on you through Justin.
English, please. And that's a different Justin's. Not
yeah, that's Becky. She won. Yes, you won.
Did you put one together?
Yeah, my family and friends bracket.
Got it. It just wasn't that publicized. I didn't know it was like a story where it can just get an interjection on a whim and we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's my fault. All right, we're out of here. Have a great Wednesday. Ray needs a nap. I need a nap.
Hey, Ray, I just got a text. It says your CVS order's ready. What? What are you talking about?
Dude, LeBron looked good last night.
They're in, right?
Yeah, they won. They'll face the Nuggets.
So my sadly,
I bet Jonte Porter will be betting on the Nuggets.
Got him, man.
Because his brother plays for him.
Too soon.
You think he still bets on the NBA?
Sadly, that punishment is going to be where he gets suspended from the league. I don't think there's a criminal investigation just because they never let him place it, so he never got the money.
Yeah, I didn't know if that's like insider, like Donahue stuff. So he's got to go play over in Europe if they'll have him.
Yeah, I don't have nothing else to say, man. Yeah.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.